Hello, this is Mark Manson, and this is an analysis and commentary of the article Smartphones Are the New Cigarettes. These commentaries are all about how I came up with an article, the process of writing it, what I think about it, what the responses to it were, what the criticisms were, and what my criticisms of the criticisms and the criticisms of my criticisms of the criticisms all are. So if you care about that, which I hope you do, you should check it out. This article, so the funny thing about this article, I'm recording this 2 weeks after I wrote it. The funny thing about this article is it is, in terms of traffic and social media, this was the most popular article that I had written probably in like 6 or 8 months. And which is ironic because it's a whole article about how like smartphones are destroying our attention and destroying our social fabric and ruining intimacy and all this shit. And it was technically the most read article on cell phones, on smartphones of 2017. So there you go. Nice little bit of irony. But it's, I think people definitely resonated with this piece a lot. And I felt, you know, coming off the last couple articles I wrote, I wrote in February a number of like very abstract satirical like meaning of life type pieces, and while I think people enjoy those, like they're not, you know, they're not that's not people's favorite shit from me. Like they don't get like super excited about. You know, these kind of like more silly philosophical pieces comparing life to a video game and stuff like that. Like some people love them, but overall the readership is, they're here for more tangible day-to-day life advice and kind of my observations on the world. And so, after doing a few more philosophical pieces, I, was very cognizant of like, you know what, I need to get back to just commenting on, day-to-day life stuff. Like, I feel like I had been focusing on the blog too much on politics, too much on kind of like life purpose, philosophical stuff. And, I wanted to do some pieces on just like, hey, here's shit that we all have to deal with. And here's what I think about it. So I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And this article felt good because it was also the first article in a long time where it was genuinely inspired, like on a whim. I really did go to the gym and I really did get pissed off at that woman. And I really did ask her if she was curing cancer. And I was walking home and instead of sitting on the toilet, I was talking to my wife and I was like, why does this piss me off so much? Like, why is it? 'Cause I've gotten mad at my wife like a million times over the last 5 years, 'cause she's on her phone constantly. And I was just asking her, I'm like, why does this make me mad? This doesn't really, like, why do I care if you're on Snapchat when I'm like walking to a restaurant with you? And she's like, I don't know. Like, why does it make you mad? So I spent the whole day thinking about it. And that's when I came up with this concept of attention pollution, which I love. It's one of those conceptual babies where it's like, wow, I actually came up with something really clever and cool. You know, because most stuff on the site, like, yeah, I can express it in a really cool and fun way. But like most stuff on the site and in self-help in general, like it's not new. Like nobody's, I'm not inventing anything most of the time here. And attention pollution was one of those few times where I'm like, wow, I've never heard that mentioned anywhere before. And I'm really excited to write something about that. So came home, banged it out in like a couple hours, which is always a good sign. One thing I've learned over the years is that the faster I write an article, usually the better it is. And then I finished with this little ode to Martin Luther King, and I very poorly photoshopped an iPhone into his hand. I was very proud of that. That was actually Drew, my assistant's idea. He was like, dude, do you think this is going to offend people? And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Can't wait. So had a little fun with that. But it's also like, it's genuine. Everything I, you know, my little riff on the I Have a Dream speech, like everything I said is true. Like I think this is something that maybe 30 years from now, we're all going to look back and be like, man, we let our devices run our lives for us. Like, we were not, like, attention, I think, is going to be, like, the same way we look back at people in the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we're like, wow, they were so unhealthy. That's ridiculous. Like, I can't believe people used to drink gin at work and, like, smoke cigarettes in airplanes, you know? Like, that's just mind-blowing to us today. I think in, like, 30 years, people are going to look back at the early 2000s and be like, wow, I can't believe people, like, would sit on their phone in the middle of a movie theater. Like, that's amazing. Like, why? What were people thinking? So, at least I hope that's going to be the case. So, that is the attention article, and hopefully you enjoyed it.